The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. The smallest yielding to the Holy Spirit can be an ordained answer to prayer. We're going to cover that. Johnny Hill, Men of God Moving, joins us live in the studio. He's already hanging out. How you doing, Johnny? You doing good so far?
Great. God bless you, audience.
All right. And what is a great starter prayer for the morning? Stay tuned.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Okay, everybody take a deep breath. Football did start yesterday. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. I will tell you that because Johnny Hill is in studio, we are doing a trivia, and there will be a prize attached to it. I didn't even look at it. I don't even know what it is. I'll let him tell us in a little bit. Don't forget, any topic is open for conversation. So if you want prayer, or if you want to share a praise report, any of that stuff's cool with us because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. A couple things I want to tell you right off the bat before we go anywhere. Today is supposed to be Fight Procrastination Day, but I just decided to put it off until tomorrow. Okay. The second thing is, that's right, it's a bad joke, folks, but you can't walk away from it. It's right there. Today is also Read a Book Day. I got an idea. There's 66 books, 39 in the old, 27 in the new. Pick one and read it. That would be my comment there. The trivia we'll get to in a second, but first we're going to do some of our sponsorship discussion. We're going to start off with Mr. Restore.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
Fire and water damage cleanup, sewage removal, other restoration services in Dallas, Irving, Fort Worth, Denton, just an entire area. If you've got something going on, these are the people you want to talk to. 24/7 emergency response and on-site within 60 minutes. That's pretty good right there. Family-owned and operated. Clint is the owner of the family, committed brother in the Lord. A-plus rating from the BBB. They have free evaluations. They work with all insurance companies. Listen to this. MrRestore.com. You get that? I want to make sure you got that. Did you get that? MrRestore.com. And here's the phone number. How cool and easy is this? 877-631-7576. 877-631-7576. As always, they are linked to our website at davidspoonmedia.com in case you can't remember numbers or you're having a hard time. Just remember Spoon David Media in a different order. Put .com in the back of it, and then you can get there by looking at their pictures. That's how we do it. 877-631-7576. Mr. Restore. At MrRestore.com. Okay? Okay. All right? Got it. Let's talk a little bit to Johnny and see how things are going. How's it going, Johnny?
Doing great, brother.
How's the weather in the studio? Pretty good?
It's awesome.
Okay.
Perfect.
Just checking to see if there's anything new going on. Let's see. I've got this first section I'm going to talk about, but first, Let's give Johnny his props. Don't forget menofgodmoving.com, which they do. Listen, if you're looking for somebody to help you make a move, you might go, but Dave, I only have one bedroom. Of course, it's 9,000 square feet, but it's one bedroom. Doesn't matter. Get in touch with Men of God Moving. Talk to Johnny. Tell him you heard it from the show. You won't get a discount, but you'll be able to, hey, you'll have something in common before you start.
30% off.
Oh, percentages off? 30% off if you use Johnny Hill to move. What? Menofgodmoving.com. Take that extra money and give it to a good church, good cause, whatever the case. Whatever you save, do something with it. Right? You don't have to just use it. You can eat a burger. There's nothing wrong with that, but to help people out. All right. I do want to mention this real quickly because it's irritating me. I'm going to get it off my chest, and then we'll go and talk about something really cool. I was just showing Johnny this thing, but a politician in Finland, if you did not hear about this, and I've been telling you about this for a while, and I keep telling you, and again, I'm not a prophet. I'm not in the office of a prophet. I'm just telling you, you can at some point you could read the signs in the sky. Anyway, she simply put a Romans chapter 1, verse 24 through 27 quote on Facebook, which has to do with homosexuality. She's being investigated for a hate crime in Finland. I told you. That's what you got to be aware of. So for the people that don't know the word, I guess it's irrelevant because you don't know. But for those that understand, listen, the big goal here from the enemy is to eliminate the word. Know the word. So if they take that Bible out of your house, you can quote it anyway. See, and it can be kind of like a walking Bible. Get that? A walking Bible. There's a thought right there. Let me tell you what happened today. Can I share a story? Is that right?
Amen, yes.
All right, let me share it. I'm praying this morning. Now, you folks, this is really important. I want you to understand that the littlest things you do prompted by the Holy Spirit can mean so much to people. How much? Let me share how much it can mean to somebody. So I'm praying, and if you know, for those that listened, yesterday I did a little bit on the I did the expository teaching. We started Ephesians 1. And my expository teaching style is vastly different than my topical style. And so it gets a little more ministry-oriented. I get a little deeper into it. I think I get a little more emotional because I just love the depth of Scripture. And so I was praying, and I said, Lord, I said, I'd just like to know that somebody heard it and they liked it. You know what I mean? That it meant something. Hour later, I got an email. Dave, just recently been listening to the show, been blessed by your show, love the presentation, love the quirkiness and depth of teaching. Of course, when I read that, I said, what quirkiness? Oh, no, I'm kidding. Anyway, he had a question. He had a question about the trivia question, and he was right to ask the question. So big shout out to Dan, just to let you know, all right? Because we asked in Acts chapter 3 what the time of prayer was. In Acts chapter 2, there's a different time of prayer. And actually, in Acts chapter 10, there's a third time of prayer. There's three times of prayer in the Bible. It's 9 a.m., 12 p.m., and 3 p.m. It's the sixth hour, the ninth hour, and the 12th hour. Sorry, my brain doesn't always work. It's the sixth hour would be 6 a.m. I can't even remember. It's 9, 12, and 3. That's what you got to remember. And here's the bottom line. There are three separate times of prayer that the Bible indicates that people used to go to. And Dan said, I thought the prayer was at 9 a.m. And he was right. But I was talking about the one that was at 3 p.m. So we were talking about different ones. And he was using Acts 2:15. And he's right. And I was using Acts 3:1. And that's at 3 o'clock. So there are multiple. So I should have said that. And kudos to Dan for picking up on there's more than one time of prayer. Okay? I mean, he asked me about it, so I just sent him back an answer. But I was just praying to make sure somebody was listening and didn't fall out during the expository teaching. I was just praying, go, Lord, I don't mind. I love teaching expository, but it's deeper and it goes further. And it was just almost within an hour of praying that he had sent the email, and it just blessed me. Now, here's why I want to mention that. One, that didn't happen because I'm spiritual. Okay, if you listen to this show, you know that's I'm being honest. But it was an awesome moment to think that something not life-threatening, not urgent, just important to me, had God orchestrating by a simple response from another brother, another sister kind of in the Lord kind of mentality. Mm-hmm. And all I'm saying is if you're a person that doesn't think God will use you, you're wrong. He will. If you will just respond to him, if you will just yield to him, and it could be the smallest thing that makes an enormous difference. And why I'm saying that is because there's people out there who are listening, and the Lord is with you, and you're a Christian, and you're trying to follow, and you're thinking, man, I'd like to be used a little bit more. It's like, dudette, it's easy. Just make sure you present yourself to the Lord, and if the Lord encourages you or you sense an encouragement for somebody, just give it. You will be being used by the Lord, because one of the greatest gifts is to encourage one another.
Amen.
I mean, how good are you when somebody tells you that you bless them? Or how good are you when somebody tells you this happened and it strengthened me and you know you're a part of the ecosystem of God? And you're just like, yeah, I'm in touch with the supernatural. Yeah. I mean, it's like the whole idea is that you're part of the economy of God. And he loves to use his kids. And he loves to use his kids to bless his kids. Well, there you are. There's millions and millions and millions of believers that you could be a blessing to, depending on where the Lord leads you and what he has you do. Could be an email. Could be a note. Could be a phone call. Could be anything. Some people I actually have talked to people who feel they have a ministry on a Facebook, on a social media. They won't post anything negative. They just want to speak life. That's their only goal. And they always quote a scripture and try and refer it back to a relationship with the Lord. That's good ministry, especially on those mediums. There's like some tough stuff on that, right? I just want to thank Dan for just doing the simplest thing, writing an email. Probably took him 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Dan, if it took you longer than that, I'm sorry. But it probably just took a couple. But it blessed me, and I like it. And I want all of us to be able to be a blessing to one another. I think that's cool. I think that's fair. What do you think? You think that's good? That's all right, isn't it?
Absolutely.
All right. Amen. We got about 30, 45 seconds, then we're going to take our break. And we're going to bring Johnny in, and one of the things we're going to do with Johnny, I just told him this, is we're going to pray over him on the air. And you're thinking, well, why would you do this? Is this like an ordination service? No, I don't have that authority in his life to do that. What I do have is the authority as a believer, and you have the authority as a believer to pray and ask the Lord to bless him and open up ministry for him. Well, of course you can pray that. Why not? And then we'll just let the Lord do whatever. Which I think is cool. I think that's totally awesome, personally. Yeah. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
The deterioration of the ecosystem or creation itself is definitely the result of man.
You say, well, how can you say that? Well, Romans chapter 8, verse 19 through 21. I just read the scriptures. I don't need anything else. The Bible says this: the creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself would be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. Creation itself is longing for the redemption that comes through Jesus Christ. And until that takes place, it is on a collision course down. The result of the ecosystem or creation itself crashing is a result of man's sin in the garden. So when they say, oh, well, it's not man-made, oh, yes, it is. Of course it's man-made. It's because we messed up in the garden. But I wasn't with Adam and Eve. You were in the person of Adam and Eve. And if you want me to use it, you were in the life-giving force of Adam and Eve. And if you want me to really say it, you were in the loins of Adam and Eve. You were there, too. They stuck their fist up to God and said, nope. And God went, okie dokie, here's the result.
The David Spoon Experience.
Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him. He has a weird sense of humor. If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. Those big ears really don't help. Will people enjoy his perspective on culture, politics, food, sports, and local and national news? I don't know. He's just a client. Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 2 on KAAM.
On Christ the Solid Rock. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Did you hear that?
I'm just making sure because somebody actually used that.
davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. And then everything else is David Spoon Media somewhere or in some way or in some fashion. Our second sponsor for the day is a new sponsor, our very own Benefit Link.
I got a peaceful, easy feeling.
Here it is, folks, the facts. Medicare is a national health insurance program, but Medicare does not always provide enough coverage for seniors. Okay? Very simple. Benefit Link, this is what they do. There is a zero-cost service. Now, I don't know how to say zero any clearer, so I'm going to try. Zero. Zero-cost service to help people connect to additional health coverages for seniors. Zero cost. What's the cost? Zero. How much? Zero. Okay? No cost. Are we getting the idea there? No cost? All right. You can go to thebenefitlink.com. And what they're going to do is they simply put you in touch with different opportunities to have an expanded coverage. They don't do the coverage. They just direct you. No cost. And if you want to talk to somebody at no obligation to say, well, is this covered? Do I have this? Where am I at? What's it looking like? Get in touch with them. TheBenefitLink.com. TheBenefitLink.com. Now, we have made an arrangement with the Benefit Link. They've created a separate phone number just for the David Spoon Experience, okay? So that people will know when they know this is coming from us, and they will be on it immediately. They will be, I'd like to say Johnny on the spot, but since Johnny Hill's here, it just doesn't seem like the right thing to say. 817-678-8660. So we're changing the phone number because we're trying to give them a specific line that comes from our show. 817-678-8660, thebenefitlink.com, or go to davidspoonmedia.com, and there is a link from our website to their stuff. Just that simple, and it's no cost to get additional information to make sure you're covered. Is that absolutely clear? I want to make sure I made that absolutely clear. Their commercial starts on Monday. All I can say about that is dum da dum dump. Uh-oh, something's coming our way. Johnny Hill, how are you, brother?
I'm doing wonderful, brother.
How's the moving business? People, you don't know Men of God Moving, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. Also on Facebook, Men of God Moving. Talk to me about biz. How's biz?
Business has been exceptional. We've been more busy this year than we have in a long time.
Okay, that's good?
Very good.
Okay.
Very good.
That means you employ other people, though, right? How does that work?
Contract. We have contract labor.
Okay.
But they're all the same guys. We use the same guys over and over again, and they're primarily people that are in the ministry as well. But we have people that come in that aren't in the ministry that we're ministering to.
Right. So you minister. So you'll have people that you're helping in ministry because you're helping them financially,
right,
and they got a job. And then you have other people that come in and you're just helping them because the Lord's leading you to kind of take them on, even though that it could be an interesting conversation that takes
Absolutely.
Place. You just have no idea. You're not just hiring so everything's pink, pink roses and
Absolutely.
Flowers.
Absolutely. You're right about that. A good part of the ministry that takes place is between us and the guys. And we have former drug users, men that have recently gotten out of prison. So it's like a rehabilitation program for them. But it's taught me how to be a good leader, how to be a good leader.
What have you learned the most out of that? What's the one lesson that God is like being a leader, being somebody that's taking on other people? What have you learned? What's the thing that the Lord has shown you?
To be still in the presence of a mighty God.
Wow.
Amen. Amen. Oftentimes we think we know all the answers. And in a business like moving, it's a technical business. There's a way to do things to keep from getting damages. There's a way to do things in customer service to make sure you get the best out of it. And when you start putting all that together, it starts to look like micromanaging. And micromanaging sometimes is not the most successful way to reach someone. Sometimes you have to be still, and you have to allow God to open up opportunities to teach and more so to minister.
You have to have a lot of patience, or you've had to probably grow in a lot of patience, haven't
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow. That's a fascinating journey. All right, let's have a little bit of fun while Johnny's here, because we're gonna pray over him in the next segment. But I want to do this. We're giving away money. I guess it's money, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's some kind of money.
I believe that's $25. I believe
$25 right here. Is it so they can use it on anything? Right,
anything.
If they need $25 worth of toilet paper, they can get that. That's
Absolutely.
Up to them. Okay, I'm just making sure people know they can get whatever they want with it. All right, here's the question. How much did Zacchaeus pay back to those he overcharged in taxes when he said to Jesus, I give half of my money to the poor, and everybody that I didn't do right by in taxes, I will pay back? What was the answer? How much was it? Woo! No looking up on Google. I can only tell you it's in Luke. Find it. You can find it. 972-445-0770. This is being given by Johnny Hill and the Men of God Moving. menofgodmoving.com. Now listen, that's easy. Okay, I need some Men of God to move me. See? So menofgodmoving.com. That's how easy that is. Their number, in case you don't know that, 817-707-7672. At any point you ever want to get a hold of anybody that we're talking to or dealing with, you can always get to them through me. I am a conduit. Is that – that's a conduit, right? I think that's the
yes.
right word. A conduit. So here's the question. I know it's a tough one, but it is worth $25. You gotta be investigative. So Zacchaeus – I'll give you the one hint I probably shouldn't give you. It's somewhere between Luke 18 and 21. Okay? That's nice. There's only 24 chapters in the book. I'm going to think you guys can get that. He said he was going to pay back a certain amount. See, these are those challenging ones. We've stepped up the trivia. I mean, it's like up to this next, it's like we're not doing what's the first book of the Bible called anymore. We're at kind of another – we're at another place.
Oh, my.
Talk to me about the biggest lesson that God is teaching you outside of – not just in work, because you're learning patience on a continual basis. But what about in other things, just in life in general? You've got – the Lord's always teaching all of us stuff all the time. What are you working on besides that?
I would say the biggest thing is learning how to lean not on your own understanding.
Ah, so hard.
Me personally, I come from a background quite similar to yours. Maybe a little more violence in my background. Very different from the life I live now. And so there are things, not necessarily unresolved sin, but things that still need to be ironed out.
Yeah.
And so God has allowed me to go through some things as of lately and have put me to the test, so to speak, so that I could literally go through a process of being broken and not respond in a way that the world would tell you to respond.
Right. So to literally hold yourself still. Like, I mean, imagine if Jesus wanted, he could have called down, you know, thousands of angels. Amen. To do anything at any time. He never did that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this is probably because I'm a little more stubborn than the average person. This is ongoing every day.
Ah.
And we have specific incidences that have occurred that would warrant maybe a violent behavior. And anyone you talk to about it would tell you, you know, you're justified and would encourage you to do that. But the Lord is revealing to me that this is something that I need to go through and learn how to be patient and wait on him and only respond in a Christ-like manner, even though an enemy might be attacking me physically, verbally, it didn't matter, in any form or fashion. In the end, my response not only affects my walk, but my response affects anyone that's watching.
Right.
And if I respond in the way that the world expects me to respond, any ministry that's been done will be a wash, so to speak.
Yeah.
So it's important to stay on task, on focus, and continue to fight the good fight.
That's not easy. I mean, I'm not, you know, I think people should recognize that there's different levels where the Lord walks you through sanctification, and those, some of those processes are much more difficult than one would anticipate, depending on what you've gone through in your life. Right. But brokenness, that's the school of kings.
Amen.
That's a great place to be, because that means that the Lord not only has used you, but will continue to use you. And that brokenness just enables that. I mean, it's in that weakness. It's when you turn it and say, I'm going to be weak. I'm not going to be fleshly me. I'm going to be surrendered me, that the real power of God that's changed the universe, it created the universe.
Absolutely.
That's when it comes through you. And it's like your power is cool, but God's power is real. So it's like, that's cool. But better to have the power of the creator of the universe rushing through you.
Absolutely.
Than your own, you know, mental and muscular kind of mentality.
Example, if we have time.
Oh, we got one minute, so we can do it on the way back. So you want to do it on the way back? All right, so we're going to talk about an example on the way back. I do want you to check out menofgodmoving.com. By the way, thank you for asking. That was nice of you. Menofgodmoving.com. Johnny Hill, that's what we're here. We're hanging out right here on the David Spoon Experience. We're going to take a short break. So I don't want you going anywhere. I don't want you to do anything. Plus, we have our tribute. We still have to finish up. We'll be back in just a second.
Destroying everyone and everything we find.
Snap, crackle, pop. That's not just an old cereal reference. That's the sound our bodies make when they're out of whack. Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, owner of the Specific Chiropractic Center in Richardson, is here to help. If you're experiencing pain from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, it's time for a checkup, a chiropractic checkup. Reach out to Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown, for an evaluation. Less pain is a good thing. Are you suffering from a chronic condition that's not improving? You can call him at 972-454-9362. That's 972-454-9362. Or go directly to his website and schedule an appointment, drbrandonbrown.com. That's drbrandonbrown.com. If you tell him that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, you might even get a lollipop. It feels good to feel good. Connect with the chiropractic doctor extraordinaire, Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown. Go to drbrandonbrown.com. Get hope, get well, live well, get to feeling groovy again.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
I did what most Christian men would do when they make a mistake. It's their fault. There's nothing but humiliation on your face, and you're trying to recover in the moment. And you know what I did? I blamed it on every possible unseen force except for myself.
You have chosen wisely.
So guess who knocked that crystal light on that white carpet? It was Satan, by golly. Well, it was at that moment, because it certainly wasn't my fault. I didn't knock the crystal light all over. It was my glass. I did pour it. I did bring it to the table, and somehow fell on the carpet and spread everywhere. And by golly, I wasn't going to take the blame for it, because that would be taking personal responsibility. Well, I'm not taking personal responsibility. After all, that $500 deposit we just had that we were hoping to get back when we move out is already down to $200. And it was dropping by the dollar as the stuff was spreading.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy, too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now, and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700. Or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. We're about to give away some money. Who doesn't like that? From Men of God Moving. Their number, 817-707-7672. Here we go. Who am I talking to?
Hi, my name is Esperidian.
Hi, Esperidian, how are you?
Hi, pretty good. Blessed, thank God.
All right, that's a good way to be, brother. All right, so here we go. Ready? Take a deep breath. I know you're going to get there, but we got to do it the right way. Here it is. So you know Zacchaeus, he was a short guy, right? Had to jump up on the sycamore tree, which, by the way, those trees can get to 30, 40 feet, so that probably wasn't all that bad. But after he got saved, or after he had that encounter with Jesus, would be the way we'd say it, then he gave half his money to the poor, and how much did he pay back to the people he ripped off in taxes?
According to Luke 19:8, it says, if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I'll pay back four times the amount.
That is correct, sir!
Oh, wow.
You are right, and you win $25. And so what we're going to do, that's good. So it's a little, is it in a gift certificate, Johnny?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so it's in a gift certificate. So what's going to happen is we're going to get your address, and then either if I write it, it'll go to Australia. So I'll probably have my wife write it. Just so you can know, because otherwise you'll see it like in 2096. So this way you'll get it, and you can use it any way you want, and we hope it's a blessing for you.
It is. Praise God.
Okay. Thank you, brother. That's great. So hang on the line. She's going to get your information, okay?
Thank you.
All right. You got it. All right. See, four times. That's it right there. That's a tough question, because you have to really be thinking, well, I know we paid it back, but how do you remember how much? I mean, that's just really hard. The one thing, I just done my devotions on that, and the one thing that really got to me is all the people were really mad at Jesus because he went and hung out with Zacchaeus, and he went to his house. And it's like, that's where Jesus said, I have come to seek and save those that are lost. Mm. It's like, that's the mission, not to give everybody flowery robes that you can walk around with one another with. Okay, that's kind of the goal. All right, let's go back to Johnny's story. We're just going to go right to that. I'm going to give Wonder Julie all the time she needs, so she doesn't have to worry about that. Tell me a little bit about the story, because you're talking about brokenness that the Lord is really working in your life and challenging you to not respond the way that people normally respond. And just think, if you're the creator of the universe and your own creation is trying to kill you, I mean, that's a pretty intense position if you think about it.
Absolutely.
So do you wanted to share a little bit of a story about how the Lord's teaching you? Go ahead.
Well, a little background. David gave me a book, A Tale of Three Kings, which is a study in brokenness. And I had talked to him a few times about being broken for the ministry. Paul Walker, minister, I heard one of his sermons, and it was pretty powerful, and it was about being broken for the ministry. And I didn't understand that at first, even though I was going through it. But as I began to study and listen, it became evident that the Lord had been taking me through the process of brokenness. So just here's one of the quick examples. We had a week where we were hit from every side with challenges that would normally yield a human response or a worldly response, secular. And on the heel of these, we went on a move. We worked for maybe 5 hours, and the customer didn't seem as responsive as we thought she should be. But at the end of the move, when I presented the payment amount that was due, she looked at me, she smiled, and she said, "I'm not going to pay it. I don't have that kind of money." And as a mover in the industry, you know, we have the right to withhold her items or to withhold the customer's items if that happens. And this is how the world would handle it. This is how we're taught. This is how we're trained from the beginning. But in God's world, if I withhold her items, what kind of a message do I send to her as a Christian? So in short, I went outside the door. I got my guys prepared, told them what was going on. And I said, "We're probably going to maybe take the washer or the dryer, or maybe the television, the big screen." And so they were ready. I said, "When I open the door, just come on in and we're going to get these items and we'll leave. And we'll probably have to call 911, you know, just to make sure that everything's legitimate." But as I began to speak with her, the Lord started to press in, and he gave me discernment and allowed me to see into her heart. And I saw something that I didn't see before. And it made me realize that if I took those things, that whatever she was going through, I would only do damage. And if I wanted to really serve God as a minister of the word, that I needed to just relinquish the loss of this money to the Lord and trust that he would return it 1,000-fold, which he has already. So this is what we did. We didn't take anything. Instead, I embraced her. She cried. She confessed. She confessed what she was going through, and we were able to minister to her. And all ended well. And at the same time, even more importantly, as I left her place, I was able to minister to the crew, which is more important because they were watching me. And whatever I did, that's what they would carry away from that. So God prevailed.
Yeah.
His message prevailed.
I think it's important for people to understand. So there'll be some people that are even listening to our audience that are like, they've not gone through that. They don't understand. Or mm-hmm. they think, well, it should have gone this way or it should have gone mm-hmm. this way. So there are times in your life where take a stand, but there's other times in your life where you lay down. There's times where you make corrections, and there's times where you say nothing. There's a time to speak and a time not to speak, a time to act and a time not to act. And if the Holy Amen. Spirit tells you no,
Amen.
The only person you're not listening to is God. So Amen. It's like, okay, do what the Lord says, because that's just a better idea. In fact, the best way to overcome evil, is according to Scripture, is by doing good. So you can't escape some of the truths. And then as a result, you got an opportunity to minister and to reach into that. And let me tell you, the one thing I will say, and I get let me say this. I get bitter about this with me and God, so I have to confess that bitterness. In fact, I did that today and maybe 40 of the last 42 years, something like that. But, like, I gave up a lot, you know, to get into the kingdom and so it's over. So I have always expected God to, like, you know, come behind and pay the check. Kind of attitude. And when he doesn't, or it doesn't happen the way that I want it to, which it never happens the way I want it to, but it happens. It just doesn't happen the way I want. Then the idea is that, you know, I like, oh, come on. You know, come on, Lord. But you know what? There's a truth that Jesus taught, and the disciples said the exact same thing to Jesus. Peter, when Jesus was talking about the rich man in the Gospel of Luke again, he was talking about the rich man. He says, you know, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. And yes, I know people say it's a gate in Israel. No, it's not. And just so you can know, that didn't come around to the 1300th year. So just skip that. Jesus said, it's impossible without God. What's impossible for man is possible for God. So no. But Peter said, well, we've given up everything. That was his next line. Because Peter's looking at this going, well, Jesus, we've given up everything. And Jesus said, you know what? That's right, you have. and you're going to be rewarded, you know, in multiple ways, most specifically for family, just to let you know. But at the very end, Jesus goes, and with eternal life. Mm. And therein lies what a lot of us forget. It's like, wait, God's giving you eternal life. You are not going to have a sheet where he still owes you. Okay? Eternal life. Mm. Okay, God wins. It's like God's bet is bigger. That amount is larger. So I'm trying to make you understand that gift that he gives, that eternal life, that holds water against everything you go through. That's why our light and momentary troubles that Paul talked about are not worth comparing, he said in Romans 8:18, to the glory that will follow. Like, okay, yeah, I forgot. It's the eternal stuff. Exactly. Right? All right. How long do we have, Wonder Julie? We've got 5 minutes. I want to pray over Johnny. And we just want to pray. And folks, you're out there. You're just praying with me. We're just praying for somebody. We're not doing, there's not pinwheels spinning around. There's not lights and neons or nothing going on. We're just asking God to bless him in his ministry. I think we can all get on board with that. So let's do it. Father, we come before you right now. We just pray over Johnny and over the ministry that he has received from you and that he's working with you in. And as you are growing his character, as you are conforming him into the image of Christ, as you say according to your word, we just ask you to open up his heart to be have such a strong desire to be like you, to walk like you, to reflect you, to be a mirror of you in every situation that he encounters. We pray for strength. I don't know, Lord, that I could have done what he did. I think it's admirable that he had the right spirit and the right attitude. And I pray you bless him for that and bless him. Even now, bless him and bless the ministry that he has. But I also pray that you would open up the gifts of the Holy Spirit in his life where he can minister in other places as well. It's time for those doors to open. It's time for him to share that testimony. It's time for him to speak before other crowds about the grace, the glory, and the mercy you give to people. Let him be a spokesperson for your kingdom. And let him never forget that brokenness is ongoing, and even though sometimes it's hard, it yields that wonderful fruit of peace and righteousness. Oh, bless him in that, Lord. We just pray you bless him. He's a great guy. Totally fun to talk to. Great brother in the Lord. Reward him in Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen, brother.
Thank you, brother.
Awesome.
Thank you, and God bless you, brother.
Yeah. Oh, man, I love having you. It's fun to have you on because it's just like a regular conversation. People think that if you ask Wonder Julie, we script nothing. What's this? She just looks at me funny. It's kind of like easier for her, and who can blame her for crying out loud? All right, so a couple things to cover with you. menofgodmoving.com. So if you have a moving, you're not gonna use his service and go, oh, you didn't, that other lady didn't pay you. That's not what you're doing, right? 817-707-7672. Facebook, Men of God Moving Christian Movers. Now, if they go to Facebook, do they
just
type
men of,
it?
Just, Men of God Moving.
Okay, Men of God Moving. So I don't have to worry about that. And then the other thing about that is to keep him in prayer because he's a brother in the Lord ministering the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the gospel of peace, in places that you and I don't. Right?
Amen.
So you want every part of the body represented and taken care of. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer?
or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio. Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
GOP congressman's gay son was going to come on their show, and they were going to talk to him, and CNN and MSNBC canceled the interview because he wouldn't criticize his father. He wouldn't downgrade his father because his father maintained his beliefs. His son becomes gay, makes a decision, by the way, to become gay. And the son will not criticize the father who does not change his Christian convictions. Will not change them. Father won't change them. Son will not criticize the father for that. MSNBC and CNN both canceled their interviews because the guy would not crucify his father. That is, of all things, as low as the press can go.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, Johnny.
How's retirement?
Well, I have to be at work at 7:30 in the morning.
Whoa, Frank. I thought you were retired.
Yeah, well, I didn't do a good job keeping my money safe, and when the market dropped, I lost half my money, so I had to go back to work.
So now what?
Well, you can have fries with that.
No, Frank, that's not what I mean. People have problems all the time. They make mistakes, but what are you going to do about it now?
Who's
going
to help me in my position? My finances are a mess.
You need my guy. Contact Jamie Blumenthal from Retirement Strategies and Solutions. He and his wife Nancy have helped over 600 clients just in the Dallas area. If he can help you, he'll let you know, and he won't charge anything for you to find out.
How do I get a hold of him?
Go to his website, retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com. You can also call him at 800-287-1667.
Thanks, Johnny.
No problem, Frank. Remember, plan right, retire right, retire the right way, my friend. Get in touch with Jamie today.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, where no show is alike. We don't do anything that's the same. I haven't even said hi to Wonder Julie, who's sitting there thinking, I got 13 minutes, get me out of here. How you doing? You know you're doing that.
So and it's Friday.
And it's
bonus.
It's like, yeah, I'm out, I'm gone, goodbye. You're probably sitting there saying, is it Labor Day on Monday? Okay. You doing good? Everything going good for you?
I'm fantastic.
All right, good to hear. DavidSpoonMedia@gmail.com. That is our email website, DavidSpoonMedia.com. Donations, always appreciated. Just to let you know, because you know what? It takes money to do the things that we do. I mean, I know you don't think that, but guess what? First of all, I drive an hour each way. But I'm so used to it now, it's kind of weird. It's like when I see the Dallas skyline, it's like it's comforting. I don't know. It's kind of strange. It's never comforting to have a truck come up behind you when you're going 72 miles an hour and he was like 30 miles back, and then 13 seconds later, he's reading your bumper sticker, which my bumper sticker says he created the universe. He can write a book. So, yowza. Facebook, David Spoon Media. And then YouTube is David Spoon Media. So I do want to do a quick shout out. We're not going to do the song, so I'm going to give her a break. She's sitting there waiting. Do I have to play the song? Do I have to play the song? You're just about done for the weekend. You're all good. All right, don't forget Jamie Blumenthal, him and Nancy, at retiretherightway.com. Great people. And somebody asked me a question about them very recently, and my comment is – straightforward. Go meet with them. It doesn't cost a penny. You get a free book out of it. So, I mean, how bad is that? And then you can decide if you guys want to move forward together. He's really he really knows his business. When I talk to him about different issues, he knows. I like that because I have 60 trillion questions, because I'm one of those people. All right. I've got to give you this one little DDD, devotional diamond of the day. And so basically what's going to happen is Johnny's just going to have to hang out. You got to just hang out for a while. You're right there? You're
love
right.
It.
All right. And then we're going to do one of your gifts next week, and then I'll make sure to mention the business and then just praying for you and so on and so
thank
forth.
Thank you, brother.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right. So this is what I call a great daily starter prayer. I didn't really just make that up. I wrote that several years ago. It's Genesis 24:12. Remember, Abraham gave his servant a task to get done. It's like, hey, I need you to get this task done for me. And so the servant in Genesis 24:12 says this. He said, "Oh Lord, the God of my master Abraham, please grant me success today." That's it. There's nothing more. Now, look, we're not in the prosperity lines of name it and claim it. We're not walking along those lines. And if Benny Hinn, in fact, has decided not to take money for preaching the gospel, I support that because it's like, well, that's good. I don't have as much of the negative. I just think you just can't ask for money. Freely receive, freely give. You can ask for help, but you can't say if you give me $1,000, it'll break all your debt. No, it won't, but you will be less $1,000. So here is the bottom line on this prayer, though. Genesis 24:12, he said, "Oh, Lord, God of my master Abraham, please grant me success today." So the first thing he said is, "Oh, Lord." So he knows where to direct the prayer. That's more important than you think, because some people get up and they look in the mirror and they do the American dad attitude. You know, "I'm a CIA agent. I can do anything, and I'm a big guy." And it's like, dude, prayer goes to the Lord. It's not about pumping yourself up. It's about acknowledging who gave you the breath and the grace to get out of that last dream and to wake up and get out of bed. Because you can go 7 days without food, and you can go, I think you can go 7 days without water and 10 days without food normally. You can't go 3 minutes without breath. So keep in mind that breath comes from God. That's a gift from God. So he knew where to start this. Abraham's servant, he watched Abraham. He knew what Abraham's faith life was like. He had an understanding. And he says, "Oh, Lord God of my master Abraham, please," and that word "please" is an indicator that he had an appropriate attitude and humility. It wasn't a demand, which is, I find that a bit, "I demand you do this, Lord." Let me know how that goes. Right? My wife and I were praying. I am not kidding. This is not a joke. It's absolutely serious. So we were praying, and we always pray together at night. You know, I do a lot of praying. It's like I need it. And so we were finished with praying, and I knew we were done praying, but I just thought it'd be funny at the end. And I said, "And Lord, if you want to give us $1 trillion in unmarked bills, that's okay too." And look, I know what's going on. It's the Lord that grants or doesn't. It's up to him. And it's okay to be a normal human being with the Lord, because, you know, he did give you a sense of humor. And if you don't think that he gave a sense of humor, buy a small mirror and look. And you'll know for sure he's definitely has a sense of humor. So the guy starts off, he says, he knows where to direct a prayer. "Oh, Lord, please," appropriate attitude, appropriate humility, appropriate yielding. "This is in your hands, God. This is in your hands." And then he says exactly what I just said, "Grant me." And that's it. So you know what the difference between a loan and a grant is? If you get a loan and you get it from the government, a school loan, they'll bug you. If you get a loan from the private sector, they'll bug you a little bit more. If you get a loan from Vic and the crew, they're going to bug you a whole lot more, okay, because you got to pay it back. A grant is not a loan. A grant is gratis given. So when you get a grant to go to a college, you don't pay. You don't pay it back. It's a grant. Well, when you're praying, you want God, you want him to grant it. Please answer. It's a gift that God gives you when you get an answer to prayer, which is funny because I had this set up before I had my first segment set up, now that I'm thinking about it, about prayer and the gift and the blessing that I received today. I'm just looking at it, thinking at the same time, wow, that's kind of cool because they all came together. I didn't even coordinate that. Answered prayer is a granting. It is a gift. And this is what he prayed. He said, "Please grant me success." He doesn't pray to win the lotto, okay, or drive a Lamborghini, okay? He's like, "Hey, I'm on a mission. Help me succeed. Help me get there. Help me accomplish. Help me reach that which was set before me." I don't know that his mission was anything other than what his master asked him to do. I mean, is that master told him to find a wife, which I thought was I always thought was kind of a, wow, that's a big request. But the idea is it was the mission he was on. He was just going after the plan that he established. There weren't any big signs from God. There wasn't a big rainbow in the sky saying, go here. There wasn't an arrow saying, down here, the person's over here. He's like, grant me success, lead me there. And God did. Now, that is a great way to start a day. Oh, Lord, here we go. I just want to acknowledge you. Just say, please grant me success today in what we do and when doing it together in a partnership. Now, if we can just wake up and think of God first versus the coffee, I think we'd be doing great. You can have the coffee right after you say thank you. It's not like you can't have coffee. You get it? All right. That's a great way to start prayer. All right. We've got about 2 minutes left before we have to actually exit. So we're going to do a little bit of praying over everybody in the audience because we like to end Fridays with the overall prayer kind of mentality. So let's do that. And I want to thank you, though, for coming in. I appreciate you coming in. I appreciate you, brother, and the Lord. Good to have you as
thank
a part
you.
Of it.
So. Thank you, brother, and God bless you, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you. And next week we'll do the other gift. So for those that are like, where's the other trivia on Monday? All right, let's pray. Father, we come before you right now, and we ask in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit that you would help us retain that which is good, that which is helpful, that which is important, that which is a part of us that helps us grow closer to you or reflect you more. And not just from this show, from any teaching, from any message, from anything we've encountered. That, Lord, the things that you have drawn in, that they would take a hold of our lives. They would be like that seed of 30 and 60 and 100-fold and not be quickly taken away or quickly choked out by the cares and the concerns and all the goofy stuff that's going on around us. Let your word have the impact it needs to have, that your truths have that in our lives. And the things that we've encountered that kind of confuse us or distract us, or pull us away from you, let those fall down. Let them have no power, or let us not give them power. Maybe a better way to say that, Lord. And let it be all about you all the time. We get to enjoy your fellowship. We get to enjoy you for eternity. Let us be thoughtful of you in our hearts and minds continually. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And amen. Okay, folks. Well, that was kind of fun, wasn't it? You've had fun. I hope so. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. 71-hour break. Then we'll be back. More insanity with Spoonanity.
I will lay me down in peace.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.